Soledad was a real intense place.
David Johnson, prison activist and former prisoner.
There had been a lot of killings in the hole. Most of the killings had taken place. They were either racial killings, and then there was a couple of instances where guards had, during a cell extractions, had tear gassed and killed inmates. The tension there was real high. The assassinations on the yards of W.L. Nolan, Alvin Miller, and Cleveland Edwards triggered this whole upheaval in the California penal system.
The three, who became known as the Soledad Brothers, were brought in chains and shackles to two secret hearings in Salinas County, and so commenced one of the most extensive legal defenses in U.S. history. The Soledad Brothers were charged with murder, not because there was any substantial evidence of their guilt, but because they had been identified as black militants by the prison authorities. If convicted, they would face a mandatory death sentence.
The Soledad Brothers all have his basis in this connection with the Black Panther Party.
David Hilliard, Black Panther Party leader.
George, who says himself that it was the Black Panther Party more than anything that gave expression to political prisoners as a voice.
Notice had to be served on the Department of Corrections that you just cannot wantonly kill black people without some type of response. Adhere to Malcolm X's philosophy, there's nothing wrong with self-defense. When those brothers got killed on the yard, the courts ruled that it was justifiable homicide. What alternative do you have as a group?